Nolte, 17 convenience stores robbed this week in Democrat-run San Diego. By John Nolte on December 15, 2023. Over the course of a single week, 17 convenience stores were robbed at gunpoint in the Democrat-run city of San Diego, which sits in the Democrat-run state of California. San Diego police said that over the past 6 weeks, several armed takeover-style robberies have occurred around the county, reports San Diego 7. Police believe that at least 10 of those robberies are committed by the same group and say the same group may be responsible for other robberies. That group is a gang of five thugs who fled the store in ski masks brandishing guns. Police describe the suspects as young men, possibly between 19 to 25 years old, wearing hooded sweatshirts and masks, the report adds, and are said to enter the stores in groups brandishing guns at store clerks while demanding money and products. So far, no one has been hurt. Who would like to bet that if these guys are ever captured, more than one will have a record out to hear, or even be out on bail or released without bail? What's happening to San Diego is what happens wherever Democrats are in charge who refuse to enforce the law. It's the Old West in these cities. No one's afraid to commit crimes because no one believes there will ever be any serious accountability. The second point you can extract from this story is what I've always said. If there are 105 crimes, that doesn't mean you have to put 105 people in prison. Generally, a small group of people commit a majority of crimes. If you put 11 people in prison, you will stop 85 of those crimes. And, as usual, who are the victims? The working poor, the clerks behind the register just barely getting by working a shitty shift at a shitty job for shitty pay in a city that has decided police officers are a bigger danger to public safety than violent criminals. San Diego has a serious crime problem. As of 2022, violent crime was up almost 11%, property crime was up 13.6%, and overall crime was up 13.1%. San Diego hate crime reports jumped, this is not a typo, 77%. Proving once again that America's hate and intolerance occur almost exclusively where Democrats live and govern. Out where normal people live, out here in MAGA country, the water, air, and streets are safe and clean, and people of all backgrounds live together in relative harmony. Living with violent crime is a choice, and in America, you get what you vote for. If you want to decrease crime, all you have to do is vote for people who put violent criminals in prison. It really is that easy. Dummies. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrow Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.